Hello students, today we will speak on basic information of front desk agents. Front desk agents are nothing but the staff allotted to the front office. In this chapter, we will learn the various plans applicable in the hotel, different types of room available in the hotel, the facilities available to the guest, and the basis of fixing the charges. Most of the hotels have a fixed tariff plan, but then depending on the guest, depending on the companies from which they come from, we have some discounts or complimentary that we give. Complimentaries are usually given for group bookings, where we have a group of 20 and the leader of the group gets a free accommodation from the hotel. The front desk agents should be aware of the various plans applicable in the hotel. The plans of the hotel means the type of different food plans that are attached with the tariff. We have the early morning tea, we have the European plan, American plan, and the continental plan. Different types of rooms. We have different types of rooms, like the single room which has just one bed for one person. We have a double room that has one big bed called a double bed for two people. We have the twin bed where there will be two single beds. Each bed will accommodate one person. We have the double double bed, double double room that has two double beds where four people can be accommodated. We have the adjoining rooms where two rooms side by side has an adjoining door in between, which can be opened up where two families can be accommodated together. We have the parlor rooms, we have the economy rooms, we have the entertainment room, we have the suite room. There are different types of suite rooms in a hotel. Each suite may be decorated with a particular theme, and these suites are the most expensive room in the hotel. We take the deluxe rooms. It offers the best location in the hotel and the highest level of comfort. When we say comfort, we have good mattresses, good blankets, we have good towels, bathrobes, and the entire decor of the room is luxurious. Superior rooms, a medium rate room usually located on the ground with a good view and maybe having a double king or queen bed. Today many of the hotels have improved on the beds that they provide to the guest. We do not have the regular rectangular beds. We have oval beds or a little bit decorative beds, like the honeymoon suite, if you see, has a heart-shaped bed also. So we have innovations coming into the hotel industry in the form of the shapes of the bed. Standard room is a regular room consisting of one or two double beds and may have a good view or location. The economy room is reserved for promotional or discount rates. Now, discount rates are given to company directors or people that give business to the hotel. Some complimentary or discount rates are given to the hotel by the hotel to these type of companies who give regular business to the hotel. Executive rooms arrange the extended service suitable for business travelers. They usually have the executive rooms that have a living room and a bedroom, single bedroom, so that all the activities of the executive can take place in the living room. Suite consists of a living room or one or two bedrooms and a kitchenette. It has a specific dining area. It may have a bar, mini bar, or an elaborate kitchenette. Exclusive super deluxe reserved for VIPs. Delegates of other countries, when they come, they have superior deluxe rooms, which deco may be changed according to their preference. Dormitory is the most lowest category of rooms. It comes under supplementary accommodation. And the number of guests allotted the same room on the concept of sharing. There will be at least 4 to 6 single beds in a row with a toilet and a bath attached. We have 6 people or 4 people occupying the room depending on the number of beds available. Numbering of rooms and floor plans. Numbering of rooms is the common concept used by most of the hotels is that every floor room numbers are same and it is prefixed by the floor number. If the room on the second floor will start with 201, 202, 203. If 206 on the second floor is a suite, 306 on the third floor will also be a suite. If 201 is a double room, 301, likewise 401, 501, 601 will be a single room. Depending on the type of room, the allocation is one below the other. So it becomes very easy for the front desk person or the staff at the front desk to remember where the room is located. Basis of charging. Basis of charging depends on the room type. Double room will have different charges, single room will have different charges, a suite has a different charge, and depending on the additional factors including the number of guests. If in a double room is occupied by 3 people with an additional bed, the charges of the additional bed will be included in the basis of charging. The tariff rates and discount is based on the room type, nature of facilities. Generally, the rate categorized as the rack rate. Rack rate is that rate that is fixed on the tariff card. Groups and tour rates are those rates that are given on discount. A larger the group, the more the discount, because the number of rooms sold for that particular period is more. Room category, depending on the room category, deluxe rooms, superior rooms and suite rooms are the most expensive. Once again, most expensive, and the rates will be higher. Bedding, as I said, if there is an additional bed accommodated in the room, the charges will be more. The tariff rates and discount is based on the room type, nature of facility. Special rates applicable to client, corporate and government rates. Usually a 25% discount is given to corporate and government delegates, heads of states, etc. Package rates are usually for a group of 20 or more. There's a discount of again 10% to 25% depending on what decision the management has taken. Meal plans include European, American and continental plans. The meal plans are already defined in the tariff card. Bed and breakfast usually is the European plan. Early morning tea nowadays is not provided by room service, but most of the hotels have provided a hot kettle with tea bags, coffee sachets and all the requirements, sugar sachet, milk sachets, so that the customer or the guest can make their own tea in the morning. Only early morning tea will not be supplied by the room service. Brochures provide information regarding location, facilities, amenities and distance. As soon as the guest comes to the front desk and he checks in, it is advisable that the front desk clerk or the receptionist hands over to the guest the hotel brochure, so he is aware of all the facilities that are provided by the hotel. Tariff cards provide details of tariff based on the room and other parameters. This tariff card is a general tariff where all the details of the applicable taxes etc. are already notified to the guest. The terms and conditions of staying in the hotel are also printed in the tariff card and the other facilities that the hotel has. Most of the hotels have the shopping arcades where you have the florist, the medical shop, maybe a shop with garments, a cake shop. All this will be notified through the brochure of the hotel. Coming to the summary of this year, in this chapter we have learned the numbering of rooms, the tariff card, the food plans, the types of rooms. It is important to understand that rooms available in the hotel, the sellable rooms that we talk about, the vacant rooms have to be sold, and it is the duty of the front desk clerk or the receptionist to see that every room is sold. A room not sold on a particular day cannot be sold for that day any other time, so it will amount to revenue loss. During peak season, the management offers rooms, deluxe, superior deluxe rooms at discounted rates. It is very important that the rate that the deluxe rooms have should be able to be given to the guest at a little lower rate, but more than the rate that he is opting for. Information communication to other departments in charges tariff is very important for accurate billing. This is very important to, it is very important to notify the cashier as soon as the room is sold. The name of the guest with the room number is forwarded to the cashier and to all the departments to notify that this room has been occupied. Now, for some reason, during the stay of the guest, suppose Mr. X checks in on a particular date. After staying in that particular room, say 201, for about 2 days, he finds that it is not comfortable, there is something disturbing him in that room, he would like to change his room. And he may opt for a higher floor. Accordingly, the room allotted to him, that is the change of room, should be notified to the cashier so that the cashier and the other departments are aware that guest Mr. X is no more staying in 201 but has changed his room. So this is very important activity that the front desk clerk takes. Thank you.